Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are on day 4 of our 12 days of Christmas. And you're probably thinking I was missing today's show, but no, I wouldn't miss a day. It might be 12 hours off of the AM PM thing, but I am here. I am back. Still dealing with some complications from the surgery. Got a few results back today. They weren't exactly what I was hoping for, but they definitely could have been worse. So still got a lot more results to wait on. I had 13 biopsies done at one time and had a lot of other stuff done. And so, yeah, they just kind of went haywire in there with me. So, yeah, just, but let's stay on track with the movie. Now, you may be thinking, okay, why are we talking about this movie? And if you were on our podcast, you don't get to see the poster. So you got to come over here to our YouTube or to our Rumble and check this out so that you can be sure to see these posters as soon as the show starts and you know what movie we're talking about. And you may be thinking, what does this have to do with Christmas? Well, that's kind of the whole thing. All of the movies that we are doing for our 12 Days of Christmas have something in common, and maybe, just maybe, you've already figured it out, but I kind of hope I've got enough to keep you guessing. And I hope the questions aren't throwing you for too much of a loop yet as well. Like I said, I'm going to have some easy ones and some not so easy ones. So I'm going to kind of mix it up a little bit. But you got to be sure and pay attention, though, because not some of the questions are just one part, other questions have multiple parts. So you don't want to miss out on that. You want to stay on top of that so that you can get your guesses in. And we are going to be announcing the full prize pack on day 6. So, and then we are also going to be announcing some extra things that we've got going on day 6 as well. And as we are on day 4 so far, we've got a couple more days to get there. And don't worry, we're going to get there. And it's going to be exciting. I cannot wait. But if you're waiting to know what movie we are talking about today, we are talking about a classic from 1996. And I was actually surprised. I was talking to somebody just the other day, and they had never seen this movie. Somebody my age. That just blew my mind. I was like, you've never seen this? I start listing off some of the actors. I'm like, what? They're like, no, never. They're like, I never even heard of it. I'm like, have you been living under a rock? I can't help but think, because I mean, this poster is so iconic. But we are talking about the 1996 movie Independence Day. Now, I'm sure it brought a lot of smiles to a lot of faces. Probably a lot of the whole, huh? Look, because it's like we're doing the whole 12 Days of Christmas. But like I said, all of these have something in common. It's not necessarily Christmas themed, but it's kind of I'm just trying to do something different here a little bit. Because the last Christmas, we did our 12 Days of Christmas, and I did 12 Christmas movies. So this year, I'm not doing Christmas movies, but they all have a theme and they all have something in common. And it's maybe a little bit harder to figure out than what you might anticipate, but I hope people are going to have fun with it. But as you can see, the poster for Independence Day was just spectacular back in the day. And what we did for our podcast image, here, let me take that away and bring that up. We just shrunk it down a little bit. So I just squared it off. So not a whole lot of changes to that. So that kind of gives you an idea. Let's jump over and look at the trailer for the original Independence Day in 1996. And then I'm going to share with you the original review that had been up on MovieDeputy.com and the extras that came along with it. So hang on, here we go. Now, I want to put this scene into some context. It's like, okay, there's just a putting green. But this is SETI, and they basically have been listening for something in the universe for decades. And this is actually a real thing, the SETI, the listening to space and everything. They sent signals out there, and we sent things out on the original Voyager space probes and things like that. And so we've been waiting to hear back. We've been waiting to hear anything, any sort of radio transmission, any sort of anything. And a lot of movies have really played on this, but the SETI is in fact very real. But what the whole premise of the movie obviously is not, but it's a sci-fi. And I do want to say that I did give this movie a guilty rating. There's language and there's other types of parts in this one that are not necessarily safe for the youngest viewer, but that's going to be completely up to you if you want to share this with your kids or not. I know a lot of younger kids love this movie as well, even back in the day. But so I just kind of wanted to explain a little bit of what this beginning scene is, because it might be confusing for some people. I don't know what was with the sound there.
Sorry, I think you should listen to this. special spy job.
Boy from air traffic, red, say this guy.
Imagine listening for something for that long and then finally hearing it.
Another world. President.
What could it be? I guess we're going to find out.
Our intelligence tells us the object assembled into a stationary orbit. Part of it is broken off into nearly 36 other pieces. Smaller than the holster. Yet over 15 miles in width themselves.
Where are they heading?
They should be entering our atmosphere within the next 25 minutes.
Let's just get there. As quickly as
possible.
What's
the rush, huh? Think we'll get to Washington and we'll be there?
Unexplained phenomenon is headed for Moscow.
It's like a chess. First, they're positioning their pieces using this one signal to synchronize their efforts.
And then what?
Checkmate.
God.
I really don't think they flew 90 billion light years to start a fight.
We're gonna stop them! We're gonna kill them all!
God, I hope they bring back Elvis!
This briefing, Captain Hiller?
No, sir. I'm just a little anxious to get up there and whoop E.T.'s ass, that's all.
I mean, that is such an epic trailer. Even after all of these years watching that, I still find myself getting goosebumps. It's just like, it's exciting, and it's just, it's intense, and it just kind of brings you on into it. And like I said, it's impossible not to kind of get caught up in all of that as it's happening. It's like, wow. Okay, maybe I'm a little bit over the top with that, but it's an exciting movie. Even if you're not a big science fiction fan, there is something to be appreciated and kind of seeing some of the things that are happening here. And of course, it plays into the whole aliens are going to take us all away and all of the whole thing with abductions and kind of all of that. It plays into the funny parts of that a little bit, but of course, I mean, obviously we know we came out of the victory because here we are still today. But that is for the people who believe that this was real, because that's a whole other section that I could get into. That's a rabbit hole I could go down. But yeah, there are people that actually believe this movie was real. I'm not one of them. Can you tell? But I want to share with you the original review that I had written on MovieDeputy.com, written, of course, by me. And I want to share that. And then I'm going to share some bonus information that was also that I got and kept in from the movie. Independence Day will never be the same. What started out as an American holiday will soon become a day celebrated by the entire world. As people throughout America prepared to celebrate the 4th, there was something ominous approaching the planet that none could have ever imagined. When the visitors begin to make themselves known, it is met with a mixed reaction from panic to those that wanted to welcome them. The military took a different stance, a stance of precaution. It soon progressed into a worldwide phenomenon instead of a localized one, and it took the collective efforts of great minds and great military forces around the world. What will it take to save the planet from this impending invasion? Will humanity even survive? This tests the limits of sci-fi thrillers regarding humanity, but in such a way that it draws you in deeper and deeper as the story progresses. An absolutely brilliant compilation of ideas from some of the greatest science fiction innovators brought to us in a way that will make us look up. Okay, I totally screwed up there. An absolutely brilliant compilation of ideas from some of the greatest science fiction innovators brought to us in a way that will make us look up into the stars and wonder, Have you ever looked up and questioned what's out there? If not, you will after watching this. Come celebrate Independence Day in a way that will give you an appreciation for the freedom in a way like never before. Now, you're probably thinking, I maybe in basically embellished that maybe a little bit, but that was kind of the fun part of it. Part of me does kind of miss when I used to write the reviews like that, but I also love just sitting here and kind of talking to you about the movies as well. So I would love to hear feedback. Which do you prefer? Do you prefer the old like written reviews that I share with you, or do you prefer the ones where I'm just sitting here having a conversation with you about the movie? I would love to know your feedback on that. Now, before I get into the bonus content, I will let you know the score. Usually I wait till towards the end, but I will say on this one. Now, mind you, I can acknowledge that there's a lot of continuity problems with this movie. I can acknowledge that, I mean, that there's just stuff that is just, oh, come on, like that. But I also have to acknowledge that there's just the level of that this just builds and builds and builds and builds and builds until you get to that epic part of the movie. Those that watch it know what I'm talking about. Those that have not watched it, I hope that you would take a chance to experience this movie because it's worth it. It really is. But I am giving Independence Day 1996 a 7.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, that may surprise you with the mistakes and stuff in this movie, but when the story is strong enough that it carries it through those and still like leaves you just kind of just awestruck, this one definitely is one of those ones that does that, as you can probably tell by the smile on my face. But don't go anywhere yet. We still have some extra things to share with you. For those who are familiar with the movie, you're familiar with President Whitmore's speech. It's the president of the United States in the movie, obviously not an actual U.S. president. But I want to share with you his speech. And don't worry, you know me, no spoilers ever. This won't spoil anything, but it's just such a powerful thing that I took the time to transcribe it back when I reviewed this movie. And I want to share it with you. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world, and you will be the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind. That word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom, not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We are fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We are going to live on. We are going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day. You know, there's just something about those words that just, they could even apply today for many things and everything happening. And it's exciting. It's just, wow. And don't worry, I didn't forget about, of course, today being the day of our fourth day of our 12th days of Christmas. Don't worry, I didn't forget about that. No worries. And today is a little bit simpler than yesterday's one. Yesterday was a little bit complicated. As we approach the halfway mark and as we approach day six, I am going to be putting the questions out on both our Facebook page and our page on X. So if you are curious and you want to go back and relook at the questions or check those out, you're definitely going to want to check that out. Now, of course, for the bonus information and the things that are the other stuff that's going on, I'm not going to be revealing that. You have to listen to the podcast to get that part. Now, I mentioned that I was going to keep a running total of everything as we are going. And I couldn't kind of keep up with some of the ones coming in, but we just broke 200. We were at 199 when I stopped counting and there were other messages coming in. So we have broken 200. Sorry, one of my cats is being weird as usual. If you didn't know, I am a cat mom to 7 precious fur babies, all indoor kitties. 3 of them are exotics, which kind of keep us busy, but it's always fun. So what is the day 4 question? Are you ready for this one? This one's not, like I said, it's not as hard as the other, some of the other ones were, but it's not super easy either. What was the very first Christmas special aired on television? Think you might be able to figure that one out. Not quite as easy as you'd think, but it's also not super hard either. But yeah, that was, what was the first Christmas special ever aired on television? So that is the question for our day four of our 12 days of Christmas. So I hope you're having as much fun with this as I am. Please like and subscribe to always get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content, because that's how you're going to get this information first and foremost. And I cannot wait to be back soon with another one of these for you. So if you stay tuned, there'll be more. Bye-bye.